Now, as we continue our look ahead to the Connacht Senior Football Final in Pier Stadium this coming Sunday at 4 o'clock, delighted to be joined by former Galway player and former junior and masters manager Matt Duggan from Annadown to look ahead to the game. And Matt, first things first, thanks a million for joining us.
No problem, Dara. Thank you.
Matt, before we talk about the game, of course, as we're recording this interview, the draw has taken place for the group stages of the All-Ireland Senior Football Championship, and we've had plenty to chew through over the last couple of minutes, but I just said I get your thoughts there first. It's not going to be easy, regardless what way it works for Galway. If Galway do beat Mayo on Sunday, they'll be up against the runners-up in Ulster, which will be Donegal or Armagh, a home game against Derry, and an away game against Westmeath. While if Mayo do carry the day, well, then Galway's path will be the Leinster champions, more than likely Dublin, an away game against Roscommon and a home game against Cavan. So one way or the other, Galway are going to have work to do after Sunday.
Yes, one way, Darren, they're going to have work to do after Sunday, but probably to win. I had a choice, obviously. You want to win and you want to beat Mayo. You want to avoid Dublin at an early stage in the championship. You want to meet them down the road, further down the road. But what Mayo or Galway will be shooting for is to beat Mayo. They have to beat Mayo after their league defeat to them this year earlier. So a win is a must for Galway, in my opinion.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, and I put this to Keith Higgins as well when we were talking to him, this is where Galway and Mayo wanted to be. And while many, especially national media, have speculated are Galway and Mayo as strong this year as possibly last year or 2022, at the end of the day, before we start chewing the fat in regards how good they are, Matt, they are where they wanted to be. They're in a Connacht final, and this is what they would have picked at the start of the year.
Yes, exactly. Galway are in a Connacht final, and during the year in the league, they didn't impress, but they still stayed in Division 1. Which is a great accomplishment with all the injuries they had. And it's a huge accomplishment to stay in it. And they're still kicking like they were lucky against Sligo. So you need luck to win anything. You need a certain amount of luck. And Galway had luck against Sligo. They've done it in the last few minutes. And they're in a Connacht final. Mayo probably be slight favourites. But I still think there's a good kick in Galway, yes.
And that's the point I wanted to come to you, Matt, because I was going to ask you your assessment of the Sligo performance. I can't imagine it'd be too complimentary, but at the end of the day, they got over the line. And while the injuries our season probably unraveled last year, we're hopeful, and we know the performance has to be better, but we're hopeful that those players coming back, it could be the perfect timing for Galway.
Exactly, Darren. It just could be just perfect, the timing coming back into the fray. You have Damien Comer seems to be getting right now, and you have Shane Walsh getting right. Damien Comer, when he came on as a sub the last day, showed great impetus. He drove the team on, and he showed great character in the last few minutes to get a loose ball, and God, we got the look out of him. They got the goal, and the injuries. There's a lot of players still injured. You have Cathal Sweeney, you have John Maher, you have Killian McDade. They're all vital to Galway's cause, so you need them all on board. I don't know what the team be for Sunday, but there seems to be a few of the players coming back just in time, but we'll need them all.
Yeah, because we've seen them kicking the ball about in warm-ups, even if they're not 100% fit there too. But as you said there, like Damien Comer, obviously you know Damien very, very well yourself. Great to see the impact he had coming off the bench. Shane Walsh started the game, but obviously a bit of rustiness there as well. But again, if we can get those players you mentioned back there as well, at least give competition for places, there's hope going forward, I suppose. Is it fair to say, Matt?
There's hope going forward, and there's still a lot of football to be played this year in the championship, and there is time for all these players to get back, and they need a bit more luck. They had luck, I repeat, against Sligo, and that's what you need in championships. You need a certain amount of luck, and they have the talent, and Mayo should be no issue when they face Mayo to get that extra 10 or 20% out of them on next Sunday.
What will Pádraig, just from your own experience, Matt, what will Pádraig Joyce be looking at now over the last couple of weeks? Obviously, a few players on the bench put their hands up, the likes of Kieran Molloy and Daniel O'Flaherty again. Some players didn't perform against Sligo that we know can play better than they did. And of course, the aforementioned duo of Walsh and Comer back in the mix there as well. Like, Pádraig obviously will be open to have more players fit, as we discussed there as well. But again, we're going back to the performance. They have to hope that it's much better, especially if they're going to do a first three in a row in Connacht since 1984.
Well, that'll be a unique achievement to do a first three in a row since 1984, and better again against Mayo. And if we need those players kicking and they're injury free, it's just it's Jabari Joyce has been unlucky not to have all the players available. He's done all he can, and he needs a bit of luck, Pádraig. When they cross the white line, it's up to the players. And go back to Damien and Comer again when he came out on the pitch the last day in the last 10, 15 minutes. He snapped on a loose ball that broke away. He was hungry, he wanted it, and he drove the Galway team forward. We need all the Galway players thinking like that next Sunday. Pádraig Joyce can only do so much. He's done a lot, and he needs to get the players to respond. And hopefully Sunday that will happen.
And it was always the case when we got to May that regardless where what situation Galway found themselves in, this is probably the point of the season where it really cranks up. And Matt, as we've said, it gets Mayo. It's a Connacht football final. You know, outside of playing an All-Ireland final in Croke Park, it doesn't get much bigger than this.
No, when you're meeting Mayo in a Connacht final in May, nothing should motivate the Galway players more than that. When they see a Mayo team in a Connacht final, motivation shouldn't be any factor, should be no factor in it at all. If they beat Mayo, I think the year will change dramatically. And when they beat Mayo, I should be saying.
The interesting one with Mayo, they have a good record in Pearse Stadium, but, and obviously that's what they beat Galway in last year's preliminary quarter final. The jury seems to be out on Mayo 2024 as well, after like the positive start to last year, winning the league and beating Kerry and beating Galway, since they got beaten by Dublin. Many this year don't seem to know what to make of Mayo. What are your thoughts on what you've seen of them so far?
Yes, Darren, they seem to start, well, they started well in the league against Galway. They gave Galway a good beating by 8 points in the league earlier this year. And they didn't kick on exactly from that, and but they had their own injuries too. They had Paddy Durkin out, and they had Tommy Conroy out. So they had other players out. But Mayo have a very good, like Owen McLaughlin. He's very fast down the wing. They have Jordan Flynn, the Paul Toohey, they have Ryan Donohoe, that seems to be a big threat for them up front. So Galway have to be watching him. They're still, the Mayo team is a good team, and Aidan O'Shea, they're playing him at number 14, like there against Roscommon. He looked good. It might be the position they should be leaving him. So Galway's hands will be tied there as we're watching him, that he doesn't distribute the ball to the players running onto it. So Mayo is going to be a good challenge for Galway Sunday, and hopefully the day will come true.
And even as you mentioned with Aidan O'Shea, like, well, regardless of what people think of Mayo's performance against Roscommon or the flat nature of the occasion, like, Aidan O'Shea's goal was up there as one of the among the best goals of that particular weekend.
Yeah, it was a brilliant goal. It was something that was like something I'd seen him score in his earlier parts of his career. He seemed to have a good bounce back in him, and he will be a threat Sunday, and if they play him at number 14. He will give the Galway defence a lot to do. He's a brilliant ball winner, and he's a great distributor of the ball. So, and Mayo have the Durkins and the Owen McLaughlin's tearing down the wings, and they're hard marked with their pace. So Galway will have to watch for all that type of stuff next Sunday.
Yeah, and even as you mentioned there, the half-back line as well, and we can throw David McBrien in the mix there as well. He's pushed up the field a bit, and he got that goal last year. And the likes of Donoghue McHugh could be a contender as well. Obviously, when we're talking, we don't know the announced starting teams yet, and of course, that could change by the time Sunday comes around. But that Mayo half-back line, if it goes the way we expect, up against the potential Galway half-forward line, the last day with Johnny Heaney, Shane Walsh and Keane Darcy, there could be one or two mixes there as well. And the midfield battle too, Matt, that's going to tell an awful lot about how this final is going to go.
Oh, the midfield battle, yeah, and the half-back line and the half-forward line. And with Galway, Johnny Heaney played very good for Galway there. Keane Darcy did okay for Galway. They'll have their hands full on Sunday. It'll be a good spectacle. And whoever wins that battle, in the league match last January, Mayo started the game on fire. Galway took 40 minutes, 35 or 40 minutes to get into the game, and the game was over. So Galway need to stop the threat of their half-back line. And I think that's the key. And win the midfield battle. Hopefully Paul Conroy will be back to his best. And Sean Kelly been out for a while. And if that works, I think Galway will have a good day.
Even taking that there as well, Matt, how much will Pádraig Joyce be going back to that game in regards to making the Galway's plan for this? Or will he even look more back to last year's preliminary quarter final when that was the white heat of championship battle?
I'd say he'll go back to the league match because Mayo totally trounced them that day, all over the pitch. And Galway, if they watch the video of that match, should need no more motivation next Sunday.
Finally, Matt, before I let you go, because you've already answered the importance of the game, where else on the field should we be looking? We've talked about the Mayo halfbacks in midfield against the Galway 8-12 as well. We know the likes of Ryan O'Donoghue, there has to be a plan for him. Rob Finnerty on the other side too. Mayo will have to have a plan for him. Even putting yourself in Kevin McStay's shoes, what will he be looking for to try and make sure that Mayo pick up what will be a first kind of title in 3 years?
Well, if I was the Mayo manager, obviously Shane Walsh, Damien Comer, if they hold them, Rob Finnerty, they're three of our best forwards. Not saying Johnny Heaney there, he's doing well as well. And you have Keane Darcy doing well, you have Jack McCabe, you have Limo Quayle. So look at Damien Comer and Shane Walsh's held, it'll be a lot that Mayo will have a lot done. But if the ball is kept into them fast and quick, straight, I think Galway will win the day.